This is the Awakening Podcast with your host, Michael Kubisky. Hey, I just want to let you guys know that this podcast is, it's out there everywhere. Wherever podcasts are found, you can download this podcast on iTunes. Well, and it's not called iTunes anymore. You can download this podcast on a few platforms, Apple Music, Google Podcasts here pretty soon, I think. Spotify, wherever you're listening from, you can download it from there. You can also subscribe to this podcast. I really highly encourage you to do that. You can also find us on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel on there. We'll be doing like different things on there, little promos of the podcast. So you could actually kind of hear sneak previews of the podcast before we actually publish them. We're going to do that. We'll do that. And you can subscribe, you can like, you can subscribe, and you can hit the little bell on things. You'll get notifications about the podcast. And also, we would like you to, especially, we'd like you to write a review about the podcast. It would be much appreciated. We'd totally appreciate that if you did that. We really would like you to do that. It'd be awesome. But most importantly, we would like you to subscribe to this podcast. And then you'll get updates of when the next podcast is, you know, especially if you subscribe, you'll get a notification saying when the next one's coming out. So, that'd be awesome. I really appreciate you, really appreciate that. And you, if you did that. So thank you very much. Remember to like and subscribe, hit the little bell for the notification. Thank you so much. Hey friends, this is Michael Kubisky. I'm coming at you and with a brand new episode called Shout It From the Rooftops. What did I say? I said Shout It From the Rooftops. Yep. Shout what from the rooftops, huh? I'm saying shout that Jesus is King, that Jesus is Lord. We're going to shout it from the rooftops, and every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Yep, yep, yep. I'm ready. I'm ready to preach this. I'm ready to get this out there. Are you ready? Are you ready? Come on, friends. Come on, friends. It's time. Yep, yep, yep. It's time. All right, so I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for this podcast. That's what we need to do when we preach. First, we need to let the Holy Spirit have His way. We need to let the Holy Spirit come inside us. We need to pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to fall down upon us while we are preaching. So, I'm going to pray right now. Dear Lord, I thank You for... Oh, God. Whoa, even though it's a crazy time that we're living in, God, I pray, God, for You, for this time, God. We are living in such a time as this, Father God. But I pray for, God, I pray for Your people, Father God, Your children to hold on to You, to trust in You during this time, Father God, that we're living in right now, Lord. And I pray that the words that You give me, God, help inspire and inspire the people, Father God, and help them, help these words not just to be words, God, that are from my own mouth, Lord, but that they're Your words. Again, Lord, that they're Your words that You speak through me to speak to the people, Father God, that are listening to this podcast today. And I pray, Lord God, for a supernatural awakening, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Father God. A supernatural awakening, Father God, within the church and throughout this nation, Father God, from the White House to the family house, Father God, from Seattle to the nations, Father God, from the Seattle to the nations, from the rooftops to the nations, Father God, that revival just, oh, Holy Spirit, that the revival just flows like a spiritual wave across the nation, across the cities, across the people, Father God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Thank you for allowing me to do this, Father God, in this time, Father God. In your name, amen. Now get ready and get set to listen to this podcast. Thank you. All right. Yep. So, if we haven't met yet, my name is Michael Kibiski. I live here in Tacoma, Washington, United States of America. Maybe you're listening from far away. I don't know. But you could be. So I live here in Tacoma, Washington with my wife, my two kids, and our dog, Snickers. Yep, you heard right. Her name is Snickers. But I'm a part of Seattle Revival Center. I work for them full-time on their staff. But this podcast is basically separate from Seattle Revival Center. This is my own doing, my own thing. And I've done a podcast for a while, years ago. Had this Sparked podcast, and then the Spark podcast 2.0. I only had one episode on that. And the Contagious Ministries podcast as well. Used to have a ministry called Contagious Ministries. Did a little bit with my friend, who currently now, him and his wife, live in Oregon. They're part of Youth for Christ down there in Oregon, and he also does a video game type of ministry type down there for the youth. Works a lot with the youth. And so I want to give a big shout out to my friends Garrett and Laura Rich Wilson. Just want to say thank you for them. Miss you guys. Would love to see you soon after all this thing's going on. But haven't seen you for a long time. Love you guys. All right. So, now to the word. So, what are you going to preach on? Well, you already saw the title when you downloaded this, probably. Maybe you just subscribed and it's the new episode and you didn't see the title. But this title of this is called Shout It to the Rooftops. Just gonna shout it to the rooftops. I don't know, there might be a song called it. But, so I'm gonna read to you. This is Luke 19 through. This is Luke chapter 19, 1 through 10. It's a story about Zacchaeus. So I'm gonna read to you today from the New International Version. All right, so this is the story about Zacchaeus, and I need to flip the page. All right, so Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead climbed a sycamore tree, fig tree, to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. Verse 5. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up at him and said, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." Verse 8. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save that was lost." And I want to also read to you a verse that God gave me yesterday while I was scrolling through things. I just opened my Bible and this verse just popped out. And in a way, this kind of pertains to this. It is Psalms 21, verse 7-8. "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. They'll collapse and fall, but we will rise and stand straight." But Zacchaeus was a rich man, and Jesus said that salvation has come to him as well too, but he was trusting in Zacchaeus was trusting in chariots, he was trusting in horses and riches, stuff like that. Anyways, so what I'm trying to say is, you know what? We don't need to be like Zacchaeus. Yes, we need to. People need to come to Jesus, of course. Definitely. But we don't need to climb up somewhere high to see Jesus, because the Spirit of God is everywhere, and the Spirit of God lives through us and in us. So we don't need to be like Zacchaeus and climb up in a tree in order to see Jesus. No, no, definitely not. We need to climb to the rooftops, and we need to proclaim Jesus. We need to shout it out. We need to let the nations hear. We need to let our neighbors hear that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, risen from the grave, and now is alive. And Jesus is there for them. And God is a good, good Father. Well, the vision that God gave me, that you may have heard it in the last episode, it was a vision with preachers being on top of the of a rooftop. They were preaching to stadiums that were around there. That was downtown Seattle. It was a vision of downtown Seattle where preachers and bands were doing their thing, and it was being pumped into the stadiums. And eventually, because of this whole thing, I basically packed the stadiums out. The dream that God gave me showed me this, and it was like a spiritual wave being exported from what was going on. And I believe that this vision is going to come very, very soon, and it's going to come to pass very soon. Currently in this pandemic, there are multiple pastors. Get this. I've seen it. There has been multiple pastors that have been preaching to the congregations for drive-in services on their roof. And I believe we will do more rooftop preaching. And it won't be just to our churches. It's time that we start shouting that Jesus is alive from our rooftops and share Jesus with our cities, and we will not grow quiet. You know, God loves the world so much that it should be our mission to tell the world how much God loves them and that we cannot be quiet about it. We will not shut up about it. So I'm going to read Matthew 28, verse 7 through 20. I know, bear with me, this is long. And most people like short podcasts, but this is not what God has called me to do. It's called me to preach. It's not your typical podcast. So anyway, so this says, this is when the angel was talking to Mary from the tomb. It says, "Then go quickly and tell the disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet, and they worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to Galilee." Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, behold, some of the guards went into the city and told the chief priest all that had been taken place. And when they assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave a sufficient sum of money to the soldiers and said, "Tell people his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. And if it comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep him out of trouble." So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story has been spread among the Jews to this day. Now, the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had directed him. And they saw him and they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven on earth has been given to me." You hear that? It says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go." He's directing them. He's saying, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." You know, Jesus commanded us to make disciples. So many times this verse, we take it, we take it that we have to go around the world to preach to the nations, even though Jesus says go. Yes, he says go, but we must not forget that we have a mission field in our own cities. We have a mission field in our own neighborhoods. And there are people that do not know God. And it's our job to make disciples of them. You know what? Our church buildings may be shut down right now in some areas still. I know here in Washington State, they are. My church that I'm a part of, the building shut down. We're still doing online services. But you know what? We are the body of Christ. We are the church, and we are the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us. You know what? They can take away our buildings, but they cannot take away our faith. It is time that we as a church wake up and we proclaim that he is risen, that Jesus is alive, and that he loves the world. It's time to stop condemning the world, because Jesus didn't come to condemn the world, but Jesus came so that we may have life, and life full abundant, and life to the fullest. He didn't come to condemn the world. John 3:17 says, I'll read that to you. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John 3:16 and 17 says, and we forget this. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." Verse 17, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world." But a lot of Christians think that because of this pandemic, God is condemning the world, and that's not true. Because it says it right here, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." And it's time that we proclaim it to the rooftops. It's time for revival. It's time for every knee to bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So you know what? You know what? We need to be like the pastor. We need to... man. We need to get up on our rooftops, not be afraid, and we need to tell the world that Jesus Christ is coming, that Jesus Christ is coming soon, and we need to proclaim it, we need to shout it, we need to shout it from the rooftops for all to hear that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus Christ loves people, that Jesus Christ loves them no matter what. It's time for people to come to Christ, especially during this. This is a time of harvest that we are living in. Friends, it's time to let people know that people do not need to be cleaned off first before they come to Jesus. That they need to come to Jesus, and that Jesus will clean them off no matter what. It's time to shout it to the rooftops. It's time to stop pussyfooting around. Sorry, that term. But it's time. It's time, this day and age that we're living in. It's time. It's time. Whew, it's time. And you know what? Nobody knows the day or the time or the hour, but there are signs. There are signs that are happening right now at this very moment. As I'm recording this podcast, I don't know. And you know what? God is on the move. God is on the move, and God is doing something that we don't know about. But you know what? You know what? It's time that we fulfill the Great Commission. It's time that we go and we tell the world about Christ. We tell our neighbors. We tell them in the grocery store. We literally even get up on our roofs. Seriously. We need to shout it from the rooftop that Jesus is Lord. That Jesus loves them for who they are. That Jesus loves these people. That Jesus loves the world. And God is on the move. And God is doing something that no eye has ever seen before. God is God, and God will do what he wants. But I keep on repeating myself about this. But you know what? The time is now. It is time to shout it from the rooftops. Are you in? Are you in? Are you ready? You ready? And this today and time, the Bible says that we are going to face persecution. And I believe We are, the church is right now, in a way, we are facing persecution, especially with the states that cannot open for church. There's multiple pastors facing persecution, even some in prison for opening too early, for opening. It's happening. It's happening around us. You know what? They can try to do what they want to us, but they cannot steal our faith, like I was saying. You can't take God away. That reminds me of an old Newsboy song. You can't take God away. You take him. Yeah, enough singing for me. But you know what? You can't take God away. You can't take him away. It's time to shout it from the rooftops. It's time to stop hiding. It's time to stop hiding in the bush. It's time to stop putting our light under a bush, because Satan is blowing it out. It's time that we let our light shine for all the world to see. Thank you. Thank you. You know what? Maybe you're listening to this podcast right now, and you just heard things about God. You've never known that God loves you. You've never heard that. You just think that God is some guy with a big stick up there in heaven who's just being God. And you think that right now, this whole pandemic, that God created it. And you've heard that, you know, that Jesus loves us, but that Jesus loves the world. You've heard John 3:16 multiple times, maybe. And you just think you have to be a good person to become a Christian. You believe you have to do everything right. That you have to clean yourself off. You have to become righteous first in order for God to love you, accept you for who you are. Like I said before, that's not true, because God loves you for who you are, because he's loved the world, and that he wants you to come to him. He wants you to clean. He wants you to clean. He wants, I can't even speak, sorry. He wants for you to come to him, and he will clean you off. You know what? If that's you, you'll admit that you really need a savior, that you can't do that on this life on your own, especially during this time. You don't know what to do. You're turning to booze. You're turning to drugs. You're turning to money. You're turning to whatever. You're turning to maybe premarital sex. You're turning to another person beside your spouse, maybe. I don't know what the deal is, but what you're turning to satisfy you during this time. Maybe you're turning to Netflix even, or YouTube, or Disney Plus, whatever. Maybe you're turning to that to satisfy you during this time, and you're just lonely, especially during this time of isolation, and your brain is going maybe 99 miles per hour, but who knows? Only God knows. And maybe that's you. Maybe that is happening, and you're just kind of down. When you really think about it, if you sit there alone, maybe you're sitting in your bed or something, and just, I don't know, and you're thinking about things that's going on during this time, and just, but you're really, in fact, maybe you're really lonely. And you need somebody. You need you can't make this life on your own. You can't do it on your own. You need some help. And you've been your own savior for a long time, and you're just deciding that now is the time that, you know what, I give up. I am not a great savior. I can't be God. I can't play God with my own life. I need some help. And maybe that's you. I'll say this to you, you know, you can't be your own savior. Can't be your own God. There's only one God. And that God loves you for no matter what. He loves you for who you are. And he wants you to come to him. He wants to be your savior. He wants to save you from humanity, from your own mistakes. He wants to save you. He wants to hug you. He wants to embrace you. He created you. He loves you. His arms are wide open. They're not, his fist is not clenched, waiting to beat you. His arms are wide open, and he just wants you to fall into him. And he'll fall into you. Ha ha ha. Yeah, and you'll get an experience that you've never experienced before. Yeah. He just wants to embrace you, let you know how beautiful you are, how much he loves you. And you just surrender. And you give everything that you are to him. You let him take control. You let him do what he wants to do to you. If that's you, I invite you to personally email me. My email is michaelkabisky@yahoo.com. You can find my name on the podcast, how to spell my name, but it's cool. Just embrace him today. Just embrace him today, my friends. Embrace him. He's there for you. Lord, I thank you for my friends who have said yes, Lord. I thank you for them. I thank you for their hearts, Father God, realizing that they cannot make this life any longer, especially during this time, on their own. That they said, yes, I want to fall in love with God. I want to know him more on a personal level. I want him to embrace me. Lord, I thank you for those people, God. Bless them, Lord. Bless them as you have blessed me, Father God. And Lord, I thank you for those people who just listen to this podcast, God, and they realize that they need to do something more. They need to stop making this time about them, but they need to make this time about you, Father God. That they need to get up onto the rooftops and they need to shout it, that you are God and that you love the world, that you gave your only son for the world. And that you love them, God. God, I thank you for those people. I thank you for those people taking this podcast seriously, Father God, that they realize, oh, they need to do something. They need to obey the word. The Bible says, do not merely listen to the word, but do the word. Do what it says. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Lord, thank you for those people who listen to this podcast, Lord. Just I thank you for them that are listening so much, Lord God. And those people who subscribe to this, Father God. And they've heard the words that you have given me to tell the people, Father God. God, thank you for that. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you're doing. Lord, thank you for what you're about to do that we've never seen before here on the planet, Lord, of Earth. We thank you, God. We thank you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you so much again for listening to this podcast. It's been much appreciated. And just want to remind you, if you have not yet, to basically subscribe. You need to subscribe to this podcast. And once you do that, once you subscribe, you'll get a whole new a notification that'll tell you every time when there's a new podcast that has been coming out so that you can listen to. And you can share this podcast as well, too. It'd be so much appreciated. I would be happy and delighted if you do that as well. And as well as writing a review on maybe Google Podcasts or iTunes, Apple iTunes Podcasts, whatever it's called nowadays, since I've changed it, Apple Podcasts, actually. But yeah, that would be so much appreciated. And also, if you go to our YouTube page, and like that as well, subscribe on there as well, and hit the bell to subscribe or to get notifications. We have a Facebook page. You can check it out. Check that out. Just type in the Awakening Podcast, and it's the logo just like our podcast. You can see that on there. We also have an Instagram. Check that out as well. And soon to be possibly on Twitter. Actually, I need to create that. We're going to have a Twitter page as well too. So we're on practically all on the major social media networks. So check us out. Like us on there and everything. All right. Love you guys. Have a great and beautiful, blessed day, morning, evening, night, whatever it is when you're listening to this. Remember, one God, one hope, one peace. Love you. Blessings to you. Goodbye. You have been listening to the Awakening Podcast. Have a blessed day. You are loved.